Hey, and we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here today on Saturday the 9th, the 10th here in the UK already, but the 9th of December. And we're talking to Jenna there in Washington, who's been on this program many times, and has been explaining the difficulties of raising an adolescent child, etc., etc., and they're all under attack from their own school. But she was talking there, Mitch touched on apprenticeships, and this article I was about to read out is California, where else? Sorry, I should give out the phone number as well if people want to phone in on this. The phone in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you've anything to add to this. But this is headed, an article by Activist Post, Jason Morvaley. He writes really good articles. And the header is saying, California government criminalizes teaching of trade skills to youth. All education must be government approved. Yeah, this is for Carry On in Disturbed California, an open-air lunatic asylum, as far as I'm concerned. Natural News, sorry, it's actually Natural News article. As United States Constitution continues to become nothing more than a dated piece of paper in the eyes of the left, the federal, George Bush said it was a goddamn piece of paper, the federal government continues to grow, spreading like a plague and infecting virtually every institution in American society. Sadly, America's education system is no exception. The liberal state of California recently passed a law requiring trade schools to deny admission to students that have not completed high school or state-approved equivalent, meaning that government ultimately has the final say over what your young people learn and what they don't. Concerned about this blanket attack on the First Amendment rights, Bob Smith, owner of the Pacific Coast Horseshoeing School, blacksmithing, recently filed a federal lawsuit against the state of California, arguing that he has the right to educate anyone he wants to, regardless of whether or not they have completed high school or state-approved equivalents. The lawsuit, which was filed by a non-profit organization called the Institute of Justice, IJ, has gained the support of I don't know who this is, Esteban Narraz, another resident of California who wants to attend a PCHS course, whatever that is, because he never completed high school. Just like publishing a how-to book or uploading an instructional video to YouTube is protected by the First Amendment, so is teaching, argues Keith Diggs, an attorney at the Institute of Justice who represents Bob Esteban in the lawsuit. By limiting who Bob is allowed to teach and what Esteban is allowed to learn, California has not only harmed the students most in need of education, but also violated their First Amendment rights. Of course. And the article goes on to say, with any luck, the lawsuit filed against the state of California will be successful, and our country as a whole will take a tiny baby step in the direction of limited government and a constitution. Yeah, well, the definition of a republic is limited government in a constitutional republic. And John Stapler has done lots of work on that. And this word that all the left shout about, democracy, they're the greatest abusers of democracy on the planet, left and New Age people. And they continue with this article. Still, though, the federal government has been growing steadily for decades, and it's unlikely that's going to stop anytime soon. Well, unless people have to stand up and stop it, that's why. The truth is, a government that has the ability to control what young people learn and when they learn, it has the ability to successfully replace the system rooted in liberty and individualism with a system rooted in tyranny. And because the government now plays a significant role in the education system, the government can indirectly teach students that the transition from constitutionalism to authoritarianism is actually a good thing. Yeah, that's what they're promoting now, effectively. They're using other politically correct words to hide what they're doing, of course. Sadly, that's exactly what's going on, and it appears to be working. And related U.S. universities are now officially offering anti-Trump resistance training as students. Where is this going on? It's like the pharmaceutical industry controlled medical training, which is a disaster. according to a recent study put together by Victims of Communism, Memorial Fund, whatever that is, 44% of young people say they would rather live in a socialist country, and an additional 7% would rather live under communism. If they truly knew what it meant, they wouldn't be saying that. This means that over 50% of millennials would rather live under socialism or communism instead of capitalism. A clear sign that number one, the upcoming generation is detached from American roots, and two, America's education system has failed. Well, that's putting it mildly. And it says, related article, a high school in California has now forced children to watch a vaccine propaganda film and give correct answers or be penalized. That is most likely sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline, I would think. This is exactly what happens when the lessons and skills that young people learn must be approved by politicians and bureaucrats. I mean, this is Stalinist Russia. Stalinist Soviet Union. Russia does not go on like that today at all. The Russian children are some of the best educated in the world. The government, which as a body always acts in its own best interest, indoctrinates students to believe more government is always the answer and that government always knows best. Because there's so many people feeding off the system, supplying courses and contracting out. That's at the background of this as well. And I've seen that at first hand on 100 levels everywhere. And they're saying here, lining up people here to come on the program about the treatment of depression and mental illness, but one small article here is saying the power of your mind, mindfulness proven again to be just as effective as pharma drugs for mental health. Well, the organization that we're lining up with, it's well worth waiting for them, is the Cochrane Collaboration, which is a fantastic organization around Europe, in Copenhagen and in Britain, and I think they're operating in America. It's patients themselves, enlightened doctors and therapists who have developed systems to help people with mental illness and depression without any pharmaceutical drugs, and it's extremely successful. But the article here, a side effect of this is if you've dismissed mindfulness, a phrase I use, I can tell you, as a fad, you could be missing out on a very valuable tool for your mental health. In fact, it can be just as effective as the gold standard therapy. Individual cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, I hate these jingoistic phrases, for a range of psychiatric symptoms, according to a new study published by the European Psychiatry. Well, the key man of that is Dr. Peter Gotchi, heard from many, many times. And his new book on criminalized psychiatry is coming to me soon. And when I've read that, I'll do a program on it. Mindfulness entails, I hope this isn't too complicated, mindfulness entails turning into the present moment by paying attention to your feelings and thoughts as well as the world surrounding you. And you can be keen, although this is going into psychiatry here. But it's fair to say that I know with depression are living in the past. And as always, if you constantly live in the past, mourning about some kind of mournful bereavement for your past life, the present becomes a living hell. That's one of the things. But we wait until we get Peter Gotchi on to discuss this subject. That is a very, very knowledgeable man. But programming babies. YouTube censors conservative political causes, but also traumatizes content for kids. Yeah. There's an enormous amount of obscenity on Google and on YouTube. But as we know, they're designing these algorithms to censor. There's a new format I noticed yesterday again on YouTube here in the UK. And it's reformatted slightly. And all the subscribed channels I was connected to have been wiped. And when you go to subscribe to anything conservative, it asks you to register with Google, which I won't do. They're taking Google off my computer. And this is the Google algorithm getting into the system, trying to destroy what you're doing. But we'll do, again, that alone also needs a program on its own. But Jason Feely, writing this for National News, YouTube can be a scary place sometimes, especially if you have a toddler watching creepy animated characters. Why would anybody leave a toddler watching a screen? This is where parents should be dealt with. I mean, my own thing is nobody under 10 years of age should be allowed near the internet on a very supervised basis. The world's most popular video sharing website claims that YouTube Kids, that's its subsection, provides funny and educational content for young people. But in reality, many of these cartoons include either disturbing content that is presented to children in a repetitive, cheery tone. In one video, for example, a young girl with green pigtails and a smile that resembles that of a joker is seen dancing with a baby and another toddler, both of which also have green hair. The video, which goes on for a full 30 minutes, continues to become more and more bizarre, at one point even featuring an Incredible Hulk beating down a horned monster armed with a spike club, etc., etc., and endless violence. The entire episode is so strange and disturbing that it becomes difficult to believe this was created for children in the first place. I've seen reports in the Daily Mail where parents are objecting to the Disney Channel. They won't let their children look at the Disney Channel and children's programs because of the very same thing. In another video, which, again, just pointing out about YouTube being destructive for young people, in another video, which is only 3 minutes long, animated balloons with faces on them are popped up one by one and transform into green, yellow, blue, and pink kittens. These kittens then become attached to the fingertips of an animated talking hand, which sings and dances until the end of the episode. It honestly looks as though it was created by someone who was high on psychedelic drugs. Probably was. But again, it just goes into lots of detail about children being got at through parents were stupid enough to let them go on the internet on their own. And just one story about similar to Black Lives Matter. Texas University student pens white death article urging genocide to all whites to achieve liberation for all. And she's allowed to do this. It shows a photograph over here. All white people are racist, right? And then we have this white privilege crap that's going on, which this creature in Britain, I didn't read a whole article because it was related to Britain, localized information, but Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Westminster, the head of the Anglican Church worldwide, has adopted political correctness 100%. Absolute creep. And he's a Mason, by the way. What would you expect? But Texas State University, TSU student of Hispanic descent, is doubling down on a blatantly racist editorial piece he recently penned for the campus newspaper. The University Star that openly calls for the death to all white people, you believe. So I'm making a lot of noise with this paper. Entitled, Your DNA is an Abomination. The anti-white hate filled rant written by Rudy Martinez, whose picture here alongside a screen captured of this star, I thought it was a woman. Is arguably the most in-your-face call for white genocide yet in American academia. And I guarantee you that will not be taken off YouTube or Google. I'm trying to wipe out everybody conservative or anybody Christian on every way. Martina makes no bones about calling all white people an aberration, stating plainly, remember this, I hate you because you shouldn't exist. In his shameless call for ending whiteness and white people in America, Martinez further mocks what he envisions as millions of cultural zombies roaming around a vastly changed landscape. That's what we're heading to. A reference to his fantasy of stripping all white culture from the country, leaving white people with no identity. Well, imagine Americans doing a fair job of that in Germany, allowing 2 million Middle Eastern people into the country in one shot. Not surprisingly, news of the TSU's, that's the university, of the TSU publishing of this venomous hate speech quickly went viral, calling into question why TSU should agree to publish such shameless racist content in the first place, seeing that it was obviously garnering terrible press in the San Marcos-based institution. The article was declared to have been pulled, even though it had already been published in print form. And Texas, Texas, I can't believe this is being tolerated in Texas. I mean, it's shocking. There again, they have a governor like Greg Abbott. Not long after the university president, Dennis T. Croft, openly condemned the column as racist, saying she was troubled by its publishing, she further called Martinez's article abhorrent. Okay. And, they're saying here, they're suggesting in the article, hey, white students attending Texas State and their parents, how about a massive class action lawsuit? Well, that would be handing money to lawyers, people. There's 10 times easier ways of dealing with this. Just tell them you're not going to tolerate it. This is nice and all, but thus Martinez has not been punished for spewing out such racially insulting. And the article goes on. That kind of carry on. More insanity everywhere you look. There's no state or part of the world untouched by this. But again, there are not enough people with the guts to stand up against it. That's the real reason. But going back to two environmental stories, jumping around different articles today, but it says, don't look now, but Arctic sea ice mass has grown almost 40% since 2012. Again, the lies and deceit being put out about the Arctic ice shrinking, showing these polar bears standing on a small piece of ice. Well, the joke of it is polar bears can swim up to 50 miles in a day, and they're usually going up and down over on ice shelves and other pieces of ice. But just read this article. One of the most popular pieces of evidence that climate alarmists have just loved to bring to prove the global warming narrative is that all sea ice is melting in the Arctic and the polar bears are dying. We have seen this documentaries where a polar bear is definitely clinging to a tiny piece of ice, as I've said, and just know he's going to die soon, but is any of it really true? What does the latest science really say about the Arctic ice? Earlier this month, Climate Depot, good on Mark Morano, that is an outstanding site, climatedepot.com. All the evidence for and against is on that site. It's an outstanding site set up by Mark. Just said his name there. Earlier this month, Climate Depot, Mark Morano, reported that the latest figures from the National Snow and Ice Data Center, located in the University of Colorado, show that sea ice extent has increased by 40% since 2012. The Danish Polar Portal, which monitors ice and climate in the Arctic, reported on the 12th of September this year, 2017. There's been quite some discussion about Greenland in the climate bias. Okay, we're going to the break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, coming back in the first break of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're wading through the list of, doing the UK there for the first hour, of attacks on all of us again. I can't think of a better word. By the way, it's been snowing here for an hour. We've got 2 inches in the ground already, so we're going to get snowed in here. First time in a long time. First time since 2009. Anyway, we're just finishing this article about the Arctic ice, and they're saying the Danish... The Danish polar portal, which monitors ice and climate in the Arctic, reported on the 12th of September this year that, in fact, Greenland experienced a 10 times higher level of surface ice than it did 5 years ago, and confirming that this is not a fluke, it's not a fluke occurrence taking place in only 1 year. Greenland's most well-known glacier, the Petermann Glacier, has been growing slowly and steadily for the last 5 years. So, again, the climate alarmists, they take one aspect of something out of context and exaggerate it, something shocking. I should give out the number again. The phone-in number here, any of these items, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But, and the other thing, the last environmental story today, again, that this thing of plastic, it's absolutely shocking. And David Attenborough is dealing with it in his Blue Pan Planet series. He's got an outstanding environmentalist. Like, everybody knows who David Attenborough is. The latest series is on BBC at the moment, and you can pick it up in a lot of places. The volume of microplastics in the Baltic Sea has remained constant over the last 30 years, despite the increase in plastic production. But everywhere else, it's quadrupling. The statistics here are shocking. Previous assumption taught us that plastic took centuries to break down, and more plastic is being produced than ever. About 4 to 12 million metric tons a year are being produced for plastic products. 1.5 to 4.5% of the world's total plastic production each year. The study raises questions such as whether the plastic sinks to the seafloor. Well, they've now discovered it has. The deep sea creatures, which they've taken up and examined, and veterinary-wise, have plastic in their gut and in their system. And it is truly shocking. It's getting out of hand. But in the sea and under the sea floor in mammals and chemtrails above us. I mean, is there any way of getting out of this? It's non-stop. But one thing, it's only one gun issue story today, and it says the House moves closer. The federal Congress, of whom they're talking about, the House moves one step closer to universal recognition of Second Amendment rights of concealed carry. Well, the best phrase I've heard in a long time was this week, with all these church shootings, which these nutters who go out shooting think they have a soft target. Let's protect the flock with a Glock, meaning a Glock, Austrian pistol. Protect the flock with a Glock. Yeah, five or six of them should be invisible bodyguards in any church. But that I think that is will take hold rapidly. But the Second Amendment, they're saying here, which supposedly guarantees Americans an unfettered right to keep and bear arms anywhere in the country, is by far the most restricted of all constitutional rights. J.D. Hayes is writing this article for National News. While there are some limitations on speech, for instance, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater or slander somebody. Restrictions on gun ownership and use far outnumbers those on speech, assembly, and religious expression. But thanks to Republicans in the House, the right of Americans to engage in self-defense with a firearm took a major step forward this week. On Wednesday, lawmakers passed the Concealed Carry National Reciprocity Act of 2017 by a margin of 231 to 198, with its chief sponsor, Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, Republican North Carolina. He was hailing it as an early Christmas gift to gun advocates, and the Washington Free Beacon reported. For millions of law-abiding citizens who lawfully carry concealed to protect themselves, for conservatives who want to strengthen our Second Amendment rights, and for the overwhelming majority of Americans who support concealed carry reciprocity, hard to say that, Christmas has come early, he said. And he said, passage was a major victory for the National Rifle Association, the much maligned gun rights group that is often blamed for every single gun tragedy in America. Well, there's also the GOA, the Gun Owners of America, who used to have a program on RBN, but whose members were never commit them. National carry has been a top priority for the organization, and now that goal is within reach. And they said this vote makes a watershed moment for Second Amendment rights, notice Chris Cox, executive director of the group's Institute for Legislative Action. The concealed carry
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark.
Or have we gone to the break?
You've invested thousands in your arsenal, or you own a single trusted firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're coming back in to the bottom of the hour break. Sorry, I missed going out to the break there. Wasn't watching the clock. I'll have to get a bigger clock. My computer clock is out by a few minutes. Anyway, this going to get this concealed carry legislation, I'd like to find out, is that law all over 50 states? I'd be amazed if it is. We'll see. But as I say, that other phrase I thought was good during the week, protect the flock with the Glock. Sure, that'll catch on pretty soon. But Dave Hodges is writing this piece on his common sense regular output of it. He is specifically specializing in what the deep state is doing. The deep state is crumbling. Major confrontations are looming. Yeah, well, it's not crumbling. I'd say they're fighting back viciously, using the allies in the mainstream media and the social media on every level. And it's fair to say the military-industrial complex now includes the multinational corporations, the farm industry, medicine, and all the tentacles of that run into education. It's one massive group, and that's what Angela Merkel represents, the Bilderbergers. But so the deep state is on the ropes, according to Hodges, due to some very clever maneuvering by Donald Trump. Well, I wonder. Most people say he's a prisoner of the deep state. Last night I was one of Darren Dame's guests on his show, blah, 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 wherever it was in Arizona. this guy, Ritzheimer, who was part of a protest group who supported the Bundy family. He did nothing wrong except help a friend protect, within the law, the Fifth Amendment property rights. John also had the misfortune of entering into a plea agreement and was sentenced to 1 year prior to the last like Tom Lacovera, prior to the announced release by Judge Navarro, this hand-picked Judge Navarro, in the Bundy case. In other words, nobody from the Bundy at our legal team saw the release coming. As an aside, John has, he's quoting this contact, if it's John Ritzheimer, has tremendous legal bills, as one might imagine. I have invited John onto my show, The Common Sense Show, and I said, well, just wait till he gets down to the basic facts of this. He said, in November 2017, in the late evening hours, I received a communication from an FBI agent whom I have known for decades. The person is disguised, is disgusted with the deep state penetration into their organization, and occasionally tells me where to look for information that they think the public should know in order to spur the public reaction. Well, an organization that would have Comey and Mueller as their head of a thing, but there again, at J. Edgar Hoover, so tradition is still being kept. In this communication, Rogers is quoting his source of information about what's going on in the FBI. My source wanted to inform me of an event that had taken place with regard to the Bundy Ranch and in Oregon and the wildlife standoff. By order of the president, DOJ agents, including FBI, paid the Bundy judge of record, Gloria Navarro, a visit. Informed her that if she did not immediately order the release of the Bundy, that was going to be immediately arrested for the following. And they're accusing her, supposedly, the Department of Justice. I mean, is Jeff Sessions beginning to do his job? That would be news on its own. Malfeasance of office, she's been accused of by the Department of Justice. This is just Navarro. She's been an appalling abuser of the law in the Bundy case. Conspiracy to commit grand theft, uranium and other raw materials from American ranches in the West. This was Navarro's part in the Uranium One case against the Clinton Foundation. Violation of the Logan Act, in which she conspired with Senator Harry Reid and his son for entering into and protecting a violation of dealing with unregistered foreign agents with Hillary Clinton. These unregistered agents would be from the Chinese Army, who are placing solar energy farms on the BLM territory and ranches across the West. Treason, she's also been charged with, for her part in covering up the event in the trial, and she denies evidence, and as she denied evidence to be admitted in the trial that would have exposed this national security. Well, Hodges should know to write a little clearer, etc., in the Bundy case. And he said, I reported these events in November 22nd, 2017, announced release did not take place until 3 days later. He's claiming he had the information first. Okay. But the other thing he goes on to talk about is an army of informants. I've learned that the DOJ, Department of Justice, is preparing to force Wasserman, Schultz, Hume, Amadine, and Navarro, as well as others, to turn state evidence. The thinking on my part of my source is that Podesta brothers are probably going down first. The big question remains on whether Podesta will flip Hillary Clinton. Now, well, this is the Pizzagate scandal that's attached to this as well. Probably one of the biggest pedophile rings in the world. It's interesting to note that Alex Jones is reporting the special prosecutor Robert Mueller has been formally charged by the DOJ with crimes. So, that's the first I heard of that. Including the delivery of highly enriched uranium to a tarmac on the airport in Russia. I reported on this event almost 18 months ago, which is the same. However, my FBI source stated that they did not believe that Mueller had been formally charged. However, he is cooperating and who have been charged at this point in time. This is going to blow him out of the case against Clinton, the rigged case against investigating the Russia crap. The reason that the DOJ would not charge Mueller at this time is that if he were under indictment for his actions in these related events, he would have to step down from his role as special prosecutor. as of this date, Mueller is a useful idiot in this role, because all of his pretend investigation into Trump, who is actually setting the stage to do criminal discovery of Clinton and others. Therefore, I do not believe that Mueller has yet been charged. However, he is compromised and is acting in the role of someone who will turn state's evidence. Therefore, I agree with Alex Jones in principle. Okay, that none of them are going to turn state's evidence. But who's going to be convicted? And he says, Hodges goes on to say, I want to remind everyone that this country's executed the Rosenbergs for selling nuclear secrets to the Russians. Clinton et al. Sold nuclear-grade material to the Russians, which is worse. This is why Navarro released the Bundys. Well, we'll see. It's an interesting situation. Although Mueller has not yet been charged, it's my belief that Hillary and McCain have been charged. Please refer, when I come up to an article after this that will shock you, the Congress is trying to pass legislation that the crimes of politicians are not released to the public until they're convicted. If they are convicted. Please refer to an earlier article I've written on this is Hodges talking about. I have written on the ever-shifting working walking boots that could be used to conceal an ankle bracelet used to track people who are charged and need to be monitored as a result of these release. The evidence related to the potential release of these two nefarious characters is circumstantial. However, McCain, Hillary Clinton, McCain, when McCain switches a walking boot from one foot to the other, one has to raise questions. Well, I don't know what he's talking about. Is that visible? I don't know. By the way, do you recall, he says, Podesta scandal involving the trafficking of children in D.C. by the so-called elite? It is true many arrests have been made, and some of these arrests go back to the Jerry Sandusky Penn State scandal. Please recall that the president of the university has been arrested on these charges as well as Sandusky's one. I see. Although Alex Jones and I may differ slightly on the formal indictment of Robert Mueller, but this time we absolutely agree that he is cooperating with the Trump people. Really? Well, that will blow that investigation out of the water. Anyway, we'll see. That's an incredible story. I mean, we need to go back on that big time. I don't see it on any other aspect of the Patriot moment. But what to do with next? I have no shortage of stuff here, I can tell you. The federal government just admitted it will continue warrantless spying even if Congress votes to stop it. Here we are again. It's called concealed carry bill, supposedly passed. Now we have this, the deep state is refusing to give up their activities. And Rachel Blevins is writing this article for Activist Post. Warrantless spying. As the United States Congress runs out of time to vote on a bill that would reauthorize one of the government's most egregious warrantless spying programs, officials are claiming that those programs won't end anytime soon, even if they are not reauthorized by the end of the year. Sorry, I should give out the phone number here. If you want to comment on this, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add to these stories, the USA the Liberty Act will reauthorize Section 702. Well, the names they give these acts are absolutely horrendous. I mean, a joke. The USA Liberty Act will reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is set to expire on December 31st, 2017. While the bill's proponents have claimed it will help ensure security in the United States, privacy advocates have warned that that will provide additional loopholes for the government to continue conducting warrantless surveillance. Well, there's so many laws overlapping. Again, law reform and dismantling laws does not exist. That's one good thing that's going on in this Brexit. We're extracting ourselves out from an enormous amount of, not all the 60,000 laws, but a good deal of them, back to Britain, giving power back to the British Parliament. The assumption may be, this is the article about warrantless spying, the assumption may be that if the USA Liberty Act is not signed into law, then the provisions from Section 702 will no longer be legal and the US government will stop collecting data innocent Americans without warrants. Well, they just said they probably won't. But intelligence officers do not see it that way. The spokesman for the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Brian Hale, told the New York Times, the government believes it can keep the program going for months, even if it's not reauthorized. Well, they've got terrorist laws giving them rights to do everything they want to do. Patriot Act 1 and 2 and all the rest of it. Hale's reasoning stems from the fact that every year the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court authorizes the program to operate for the next 12 months. Section 702 was last authorized by the court on April 16, 2017, leaving some lawmakers hopeful that even if the Liberty Act does not pass before the end of the year, Congress will find a way to reauthorize 702. Of course, this article goes on and on and on and on. But that is going warrantless spying. Absolutely full bore going ahead on every level. But this one now, attached to that article, really, this is absolutely mind-numbing. U.S. House considers changes to the law that protects the identity of politicians of sexual misconduct. Right? I'll read that again. U.S. House considers changes to law that protects the identity of politicians accused of sexual misconduct. Or maybe I've misread this the wrong way around. We'll see. Derek Brose is writing this for Activist Post. Several new attempts are being made to reform a controversial law that prevents the public from knowing the identities of politicians accused of sexual misconduct. Referring to this, you make sure this is written correctly. Several new attempts are being made to reform a controversial law that prevents the public from knowing the identities of politicians accused of sexual misconduct. The amount of people accused at the moment, you need an encyclopedia listing to list them. At least, a lot of them, of course, are made up. Some of them are very serious, like the Harvey Weinstein one. But, excuse me, at least two new efforts are being launched to reform the law, a law that has shields the identities of politicians accused of workplace sexual harassment, and forces the American taxpayer to foot the bill. The attempts at reforming the Congressional Accountability Act are part of a broader effort to combat allegations of rampant sexual assault and harassment among the elite in Hollywood and Washington. But it's like the European Union in Washington. Right, they have such massive offices, bedrooms, and they can claim expenses and stay in their offices and have an assistant and a researcher. And the researchers are obviously being their mistress, you know, and all the rest of it. The second name for the Berlaymont building in Brussels is it's kind of a free brothel as well, you know. On Thursday, the House Administration Committee held a hearing to explore the Congressional Accountability Act, as it's known as, and how they might make the process of reporting sexual misconduct more transparent and responsive. The Washington Examiner, well, that's a fairly good newspaper, reports that House Administration Committee Chairman Greg Harper intends to move legislation to the panel by late January that would reform the 1995 Congressional Act, etc., etc., etc. But, they have these cozy laws. But as I say again, there's no law reform in America. I don't know when there was any serious trawl through laws that need to be stood down that were totally outrageous or not only stuff that's out of date. It's just piling law and legislation upon legislation nonstop. And it goes on and on. One of the people is saying, yeah, we really need to reform the entire Office of Compliance process. Right now it takes 90 days for you to file a complaint. 90 days, 3 months. Woo. Well, that therein is the problem. Law reform needed on 1,000 levels. So many things. But there is another story. There's another one on pollution in the air. So did you know we are breathing in from weather geoengineering efforts? Jim Lee, who we had on, has been standing on this, Jim, on again for many, many hours. His understanding of what is going on. And Catherine Fromlich is writing this article. This is, air is one of the primary elements of life. Without it, about 3 minutes, we cannot survive. In air, such as... If air is such an important biological and functional life component? Why are weather geoengineering messing around with it? That we think again, since many independent and non-cable, financially sponsored, non-consensus scientists are finding stuff in the air we breathe that should not be there unless placed for nefarious reasons. Anyway, we're going to the third break of the hour, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back in for the last few minutes of the second hour, and is wading through an article here about geoengineering pollution that Catherine Promovich has quoted her a lot on this program, although she is long-winded. He said, if the air is such an important biological and functional life component, why are we switching around electronics here? It says, why are weather and geoengineering messing around with it? They're not, according to official source. Well, go to climateviewer.com. You'll see an outstanding exposition of what is going on. Think again. Since many independent and non-cabal financially sponsored non-consensus scientists are finding stuff in the air we breathe that should not be there unless placed for nefarious reasons. As I say, what a mouthful. Is there any documentation to substantiate what I say? But of course, she says, well, I'm going to explain some things readers may find doubtful, interesting, and even frightful. But cannot deny, once you stop playing around with your iPhones, etc., look up and study the sky, which no longer is the crystal clear, gorgeous blue it used to be in my youth since I was born during the Depression years. There you are. The nanoparticles of smart dust is being absorbed by all of us via inhalation of chemical fallout from the contaminated grocery store food, including organically grown food, where the crops pick up and absorb the same nanoparticles and smart dust that we are breathing in. In addition, food sources are intentionally being sprayed with nanotechnology. She said, I first became aware of nanobots as a component of chemicals in 2005, when the topic of Morgellons first surfaced on the internet. These nanobots, these nanobots were somehow integrating themselves with biological functions inside people's bodies, producing these colored fibers and wired-like threads that would ooze out of lesions in the skin. Why? Wow. I had no idea why some people produced the fibers and had the sensations of insects crawling under their skin while other people had no symptoms at all. It said, we've been breathing in nanoparticles in the atmosphere since the 1960s, and they've been adding nanoparticles to food since the 1970s. The expression nanoparticles refers to the size of the particles. A particle 1 micron wide is equivalent to 1 millionth of 1 meter, while 1 nano is equivalent to 1 billionth. It's hard to take that in, of 1 meter. Our bodies can handle particles in the micron range, but nano-sized particles in the 1 to 100 nano range especially cause great deal of damage to the body. Wow, it's a subject on its own. But anyway, we're coming to the top of the hour, and we should be back after a short break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.